According to state report cards, Columbus ranks at the top of large school districts for chronic absenteeism rates. It stands at 38.1%. Chronic absenteeism happens when a student misses 10% or more of the school year. The rate across Ohio is nearly 16%. Here to talk with me about addressing the problem of chronic absenteeism in school is Hetty Chang. She's the director of Attendance Works. It's a national and state-level initiative aimed at advancing student success by addressing chronic absence. Thanks for talking with me.
I'm happy to be here.
How widespread is the problem of chronic absenteeism in public schools?
We've only had one study that was able to look at chronic absence across the nation, and that was data released by the Office for Civil Rights in the U.S. Department of Education, and they released data for the first time on the school year 2013-2014. And at that time, when they looked at how many kids missed 15 or more days, which is pretty similar to the 18 days or 10% that they're using in Ohio. And at the time, they found that there's at least 6.8 million students who are chronically absent across the country. It's about 13%.
Why do you think this is happening? What have you found?
What we've found is that there are four, if you will, buckets of reasons why kids miss school, miss barriers, aversion, as well as disengagement. So sometimes we actually are pushing kids out of school because we include suspensions as a reason for absence. And when kids are being suspended for not very good reasons, sometimes they won't come back the day that they should be there. And then sometimes the problem is kids and families don't see the relevance of the curriculum. They're not seeing the engagement, and they're not being attracted and brought into our schools. They actually don't realize that just missing 2 days a month can throw you off track, or they don't realize that going to school in the early grades, like kindergarten, first, matters just as much as middle and high school. The other issue I would say is that people, in terms of the miss, they think that absences just matter if they're unexcused, if you're missing without permission. But if you're excused and you've got a lot of health issues, then it's okay, rather than recognizing that if you're out of the classroom for any reason, it really can add up to so much time that you're going to be falling behind in reading or passing your classes or graduating.
Were there differences between affluent versus lower income districts?
Well, certainly chronic absence, higher levels follow the lines and contours of poverty in this country. So we saw certainly the highest levels typically in large urban districts that traditionally had high levels of poverty. Affluent districts may have still large numbers of chronically absent kids, but it tends to be more concentrated in a few schools rather than district-wide. We also saw, but it's small numbers, high levels of chronic absence in rural areas with high levels of poverty.
What can communities do then to address the issues that are impacting attendance, like high poverty rates?
What we find is that a key solution is you actually want to use chronic absence as an early warning approach, where you can identify, starting when kids are very young, if they've been chronically absent, either in the past year or starting to be in the beginning of the school year. And you can use that to put in place a tiered support system. So the first tier of support is really making sure schools are positive, welcoming environments where kids are noticed and where they're encouraged to show up every day. And we notice when they start to miss, and we encourage them to come back in. That, and help families understand just missing 2 days a month can be a challenge. Another tier of support is actually reaching out with families and finding out what are the kinds of barriers that they face. And you can also use your data to do this. So, for example, in Austin, Texas, they were dealing with some real levels of chronic absence, not quite as high as Columbus. But when they used health providers, they partnered with health providers to find out what the issues were. They found out that one of the key issues was actually acute illness because kids weren't getting immunized. So they launched the largest school immunization campaign that they've ever had in Texas, I think.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Hetty Chang, an expert on school attendance, about ways to combat chronic absenteeism. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.